WQFM, Pasadena, Los Angeles.
Love Line.
It is Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Kevin Smith and Jennifer Schwalbach are both here. Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back is the name of the movie. They're both starring in it. Jennifer, are you starring in it?
I don't know. Am I starring in it?
I would say so. You know, I mean, it's not Jen and Silent Bob Strike Back, but she's got a pretty substantial role in it.
And
never acted before.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Not even like a high school play.
Oh, my God. How interesting.
She was a journalist. We met, and she interviewed me back in 98. She used to work at USA Today.
Huh.
And it was just apparently a very good interview.
Yes.
You should see the piece she wrote.
Yeah, and did you enjoy it? Was it scary?
It was awesome. I had the time of my life. I don't know. It was really,
really
fun.
You are aware that you have an ant problem in here.
And he's super, he's a freak when it comes to insects. He has to catch them and let them free outside. He can't squish an ant.
To the strange sex stories, I'm just looking at ants and watching them
approach. I see him like kind of playing with them.
You have to capture them because you don't want to hurt them?
His theory is that he can't make an ant. So therefore,
it's very close to them. My theory is just like a bug, human life is not human life, but it's a life, very intricate life form.
Right,
seems ridiculous to just kill it because it's like you're in my way.
Mm. Yeah, my thing is I'm almost the same way, but I will make the exception for vacuuming them. If I can vacuum them,
because you assume they're alive in the bag.
Right.
They're like, this isn't bad. This is a nice place to be. The bag, there's dirt in it.
Well, that's like it's like a cathedral for him, you know, for that ant. I mean, that's a lot of room in that bag.
He gets in the bag with all the other ants. They're like, he got you too, huh?
Yeah, you know what?
Play the harmonica.
You know what's funny? It's always funny about that. That's right. Yeah, Roach comes in like 2 weeks later. What are you in for? I don't know. Just hanging out.
I know. He wouldn't kill me, though. Well, I wish he had sometimes.
It's weird about the human mind, which is I'll see like a spider or ant or something, and I will vacuum it up. It'll go into the bag, and then I'll have that thought. I'll go, now it's in the vacuum, aware of that. Do you think it can climb up and out of the vacuum? Is it in the bag? Is it going to die in the bag? And then it's like, wait a minute, my balls itch. And I start scratching my balls, and then I go, what was I thinking about? Ah, who cares? And I move on.
The spider's in the bag going, God, I hope he's got a guilt complex over this. Maybe I'll get free.
I actually bought one of those insect
trappers.
Sucker things.
Yes. Yeah,
use one of those?
Yeah.
It's sort of like a dust buster, but it'll suck a spider into it.
And you can see the spider inside as well.
Right.
And so you know, and you're like, well, he's safe.
Right. He's in his,
he didn't die.
He's in his own little capsule there. Right.
Hermetically sealed bubble, you know, no air, dying slowly.
Right.
A more painful death than his already short lifespan.
You know what I do, too, is I will give them a chance to live, but if they don't embrace it, I will kill them and then, like, mock them. Like, I do that with flies. Like, flies buzzing around, I'll open the window. Yeah. The fly will smack the window next to it, bounce back, then it'll come back and the room will be buzzing around, and I'll have the window open, and I'll start that dialogue. Free, go! Go, look, I'm giving you a chance. I give it. This is it. I'm going to shut. Okay, now you've asked for it.
Right.
That's it. You die. And then I like
then
smack him. Like, you see what happens?
Yeah, and I know you will have to think you're saying, as you shut through, Darwin at work.
That's right. I gave the fly a chance.
You have to imagine that's how God, if you believe in God, feels about you, me, Drew, Jen.
Right.
Same thing.
We
just like, I gave you a chance.
Giving us many
still
open doors.
Smoking, you're going to die now.
That's right. Daniel?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
My question's for Kevin. The girl from Chasing Amy that Joey Lauren Adams made out with?
Yes.
Is that Jason Lee's wife?
That is Jason Lee's wife, Carmen Llewellyn Lee.
She's
in this movie as well. She plays a stand-in for one of the Scooby-Doo gang.
And also, I heard that you were going to do the Fletch movie?
Yes, not next, but right after.
Fletch.
They're doing another Fletch movie?
Miramax optioned a series of books. When people hear Fletch, of course, they think rightfully Chevy Chase, the two movies, the one really good one, the one not so good one.
Right.
But they were the first movie was based on a book that Gregory MacDonald wrote, and he wrote a series of them, a series of books about this character Fletch. And sixth or seventh in the series was a book called Fletch One, which took the story way back to the beginning to tell how he first got a job on the paper.
Mm-hmm.
So I always felt I learned to write dialogue by reading Gregory MacDonald's Fletch novels.
Huh.
They're very dialogue heavy, very few expository passages. Basically, it reads like a script. So when the option lapsed, I guess at Universal or something like that, I heard that it was available, and I asked Miramax to pick it up. So they said, yeah.
Who's going to be Fletch?
I think Jason Lee.
Oh, really?
That's what I'm hoping. I don't want to do it if it's not Jason Lee.
And that's not your next film. That's the one after
that's
that.
That's going to be the one after that. It's a comedy, and we just made a very kind of balls to the wall comedy.
Right.
I don't know on the show. Balls to the wall comedy, and I just didn't want to make another one right next to it. So the next one we're going to do is kind of a more along the lines tonally of Chasing Amy. It's a mixture of the comedic and the dramatic.
Mm. Mm.
Right. It's about fatherhood.
What are your...
wow.
I got a kid now, so I'm talking about it.
Did you write it?
I'm working on it right now. I'm about 40 pages in.
Oh, awesome.
This sounds like a trite question, but what are your favorite movies? What are like your top five or ten?
Top five is funny, you should ask. JFK, Jaws, A Man for All Seasons, Do the Right Thing, The Last Temptation of Christ. Those are my top five.
Yeah, that's solid.
They don't really match up with the movies I make, but... those are movies I like to watch.
Drew, you got a top five?
I try to go with top five. Love and Death is in my top five.
Right. Yeah, Woody Allen.
Woody Allen.
Yeah. Love that one. Yeah.
That's an obscure Woody Allen choice. Yeah. Most people would kind of whip out the old favorites like Manhattan.
We're the only two guys who love Love and Death.
Really? We found our relationship on that. We discovered that about each other. We're like, oh, okay, we'll be fine.
Yeah, that is a really funny movie. And you haven't seen anything that was made after 1968, have you?
I haven't.
Right? Never seen The Shining over here.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Still to this day? I mean, now are you just not watching it because you're willful?
Because I'm proud of it. Yeah.
Right.
I've not seen The Shining.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Jennifer, what do you got?
I don't really have a list. I guess
it's hard when you really try to figure it out.
I mean, we watch like how many movies
just
a week?
Just say my flicks and we'll be good.
Oh, right. Clerks,
there
all
you go.
That's Chasing Amy.
Please
good
stop,
wife, aren't I?
Stop.
There you go. All right, let's talk to Bobby, who's 18. Bobby?
Hi. I have a question for you. My glands in my pelvic area are really swollen.
You mean like where your legs join your pelvis, join your abdomen? Okay.
Mm-hmm. And when I have sex, it hurts really bad. And I wanted to know if maybe it's an STD or something, or like.
It sure could be. How long have the glands been swollen?
For like about a week.
Yeah, I'll tell you, big, bulky glands in there, and pain in the lining of the vagina. Do you have any burning when you're not having intercourse?
Huh?
Do you have pain when you're not having intercourse?
Yeah.
So
a little bit.
Yeah, that herpes is the most common cause of that combination.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And definitely, if you're having that, a doctor needs to look at it because that's how the diagnosis is going to be made. If you have all those things present, they can see if you really have the lesions there.
But and what else could it be if it wasn't?
Well, there are other bacterial infections in that region can also cause similar kinds of experiences.
Okay.
So but this needs to be dealt with right away, like tomorrow, first thing, okay?
Okay.
All right there, Bobby.
Thank you.
Kevin was looking at the ant, and
I'm like STD, whatever. We've got three ants on the console. Somebody do something.
My other
before my glands. Swells.
My other excuse for killing an insect, an ant, will be I will label it a scout.
Yes,
that's my big
hope. And cut him off at the pass before the rest come.
Right, I can't let him back to the troop.
Right.
Squish him, and I don't know.
Can't do it. Try to make peace with it. You know, don't just try to gentrify the neighborhood. Get the ants away.
If I knew he wasn't going to talk, I'd let him go. But I can have no guarantee of that.
Here's an interesting twist in the human mind. So you can't squish an ant, but can you have the Oregon guy come and spray 4 billion of them?
No.
Can't.
Right. Yeah, I can't. Even if it's, I can't mandate genocide either. Yeah. It still feels like killing them.
I do. I throw them out, but I realize they'll soon be back in, and that's why I want to get...
They don't learn very well.
Yeah, I want to see...
Their survival instinct is far more powerful.
I would like to tag them somehow. So I know
them.
See if I was like recapturing them.
Right.
Like,
a little whiteout on their tail, and you might know. It's like, there he is again. It's Bob.
Plan. Yeah. David?
Yeah?
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
Whenever I masturbate, I picture it 8 to 11-year-old girls.
All right.
Right.
Were you sexually abused when you were that age?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go.
By guy, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. it's still that's they get sort of fixed in that stage of development.
Right.
And David, this is how child abusers are born. The 60% of people who are sexually abused will then themselves abuse in some fashion.
But and is there like anything I can do to stop picturing them?
Yeah, get some treatment for dealing with the trauma of having had that sexual abuse, and maybe you'll grow past that.
Well, don't close your eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Or you could do what Adam says. But I do think before you do something that harms another person, you got to get some treatment for this.
All right.
David?
Yeah?
You're not planning on acting on this, are you?
No. I mean, like, whenever I see, like, little girls walking down the street,
mm-hmm.
I'll, like, you know, stop and give them a hug and everything.
Ooh.
But
you shouldn't be touching anybody.
Girls you don't know?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a little out of bounds, don't you think?
I mean, I, like, go up to them and say, gee, can I have a hug? And they'll go, oh, sure.
Yeah. If you get yourself in some sort of bad state emotionally, that may become you going up and exposing yourself or God knows doing what to them. And so you must stop. You must stop. Someone's going to look on that as an assault, and you're going to be in trouble. So just get some supervision.
David, look at it this way, too. Not only for them and, you know, future potential victims, but for you. I mean, you don't want to hurt anybody, and you don't want to spend any time in prison, right?
Yeah.
All right, so you got to take care of this.
All right.
I have an interesting plan. If he watched, let's say, geriatric porn for a while and then slid down into the normal porn.
Would that equilibrate?
Range, yeah, would it seem as if he was looking at kids after watching women in their 70s?
You got to masturbate on a curve, so to speak.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I hear
it. It's all relative. All right. Get some help, please. Scott?
Fast.
Scott? Oh, Scott's asleep.
Oh, that was fast.
He can't be asleep. He's been on hold
for
4 minutes.
It's the security guard. It's the security guard.
Listen, Scott?
Yo.
Yo.
I'm not asleep.
All right, Scott. What's up? 27.
Hey, I wanted to ask Kevin about the people from the other movies that are going to be in Strike Back.
Yes.
Like, who's going to be in it? Like, Dante, Randall?
Yes, Brian O'Halloran, Jeff Anderson, the two guys from Clerks. Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, Chris Rock. Jason Lee, George Carlin, Joey Adams.
Playing old characters?
Renee Humphreys. Some. I mean, George Carlin's not playing Cardinal Glick this time out. And
be kind of hard.
Yeah, it'd be kind of hard. And Rock's not playing Rufus. And Ben is playing Holden, but he also plays himself in the movie.
Yeah.
And Maddie's not playing Loki. He plays
What about himself. Marilyn Gugliotti?
Marilyn, not in the picture.
No?
Couldn't work her in.
Hooper.
What's
Dwight
name?
Yule, who played Hooper, he's back.
I heard Marilyn's doing a column, like a Loveline column type thing.
Is she?
Online.
Excellent for her.
At Claw Productions, yeah.
Yes, it's a very cool lady.
What'd she do, cross you?
Not at all. No. She was in Clerks, but there was just nowhere to work her character.
Well, you can't put everybody in, right?
You know, you'd like to. But look what happens.
You can be 38.
Sure, you end up on the cutting room floor. Actually, it goes into the garbage, though. It doesn't go onto the floor, does it?
No, it goes in. I mean, it's all digital, right? You edit on an Avid, so it's saved on a hard drive somewhere.
Beautiful.
Yeah. You exist. You're still there.
Scott?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Hey, okay.
Take care of yourself.
Sure, I'll try.
Jason Lee, too. Jason Lee is back as well.
Scott, are you okay? How's life going?
Oh, man, you know, it's rough.
Yeah,
well, what's the matter?
Great.
Yeah, what's the deal?
I got a girlfriend that I just turned by, you know?
She turned by?
She turned by, you know, with my blessing.
Right.
But now she's, you know, a little too into the ladies, maybe.
Right.
You know?
You're making this up.
No, I swear to God, no.
Really?
I got vagina envy.
Why did you bless that behavior?
Well, he wanted to watch.
You know, I'm a guy.
Right.
Yeah, how about...
You want to get in on it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there you go. Well, there you go.
All right.
Well, you know, what can I do?
You learn a little lesson. Don't do that next time.
Love is a battlefield.
Don't do it next time?
And yet again, back
Scott,
to Benatar.
Don't, if you want to have a monogamous relationship with someone, that's what you got to have, or there is heartache. It doesn't work bringing other people in.
You just brought the show down with that. It's a very true sentiment, but it really brought the show down.
Not only that, but what Benatar song is, it is heartache? I don't know that one.
I said that?
Yeah, he said something about heartache. I don't know that.
Sorry.
Must be like a
We're
beast,
working all Benatar this evening.
Hell is for hell.
Tim?
Yeah.
You're 32.
Yeah, Dr. Drew, I'm going through a separation right now, and, you know, I'm trying to stay positive and stuff, you know. She doesn't say she wants a divorce. She just wants space and stuff, you know, and...
This is your wife.
My wife, yeah.
How long have you been married?
About a year now. We're coming up on our anniversary here soon.
Hmm, that's pretty. How old is she?
She's 26.
And you're 32.
Yeah, I'm 32.
What went wrong in this relationship after a year?
Well, I'm not so sure if anything went wrong. I'm almost beginning to believe that this is like a healthy progression of the relationship.
Asking for a divorce, not usually a great sign.
That's not where you want to go with a relationship.
Not asking for a divorce.
Yeah, I mean, separation.
We're coming with, a lot of dysfunction.
I'm picking up on that.
Huh?
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Yeah, I'm an act out 4 years clean,
Yeah, from what drug?
The only drugs I do are coffee and cigarettes.
No. What was your drug of choice?
Heroin. Anything.
Heroin?
Yeah, I've done heroin.
Okay. But, and when is your wife an addict?
Yeah, my wife's an addict, and when I met her, she was using.
Okay.
Right? And so, she was like, I mean, I was a crazy person.
Hold on. Did you meet her at a meeting?
No, I met her out at school.
Okay. And how long has she been sober?
She's been clean a year now.
All right. And in the course of her sobriety now, she's decided this relationship is not for her.
I think she's taken the separation to, decide if it is.
All right. What you said about the relationship, this may be a healthy part of the relationship, may be true. This could be right. The difficult part about that first year of sobriety is whoever you were involved with when you enter sobriety keeps you fixed as the person who started in sobriety. It doesn't let you grow in whatever direction you need to grow to develop in sobriety.
I understand that.
Yeah, and so this might be a good thing. You're right. She may decide, geez, this is the relationship I want, and come back. But it's very risky. I agree.
Okay. Yeah, this is her idea, right?
Yeah. Well, like for Kevin and Jennifer, when you guys you do shoots and stuff, and you're out, or you're taking those natural separations, but we don't have that ability because of our finances and stuff. So when you take a separation, you go off on a shoot or something, and then you come back, does it feel like it strengthens the relationship?
We're never apart.
Yeah, we're never really apart. I mean, we've only been married 2 years and change, and we worked on the last movie together all the time. But I'm not one of those people that feels like absence makes the heart.
I agree with you. I think small separations can be good for each of the individuals.
Days,
for them to focus on themselves, but it doesn't do much for the relationship.
No.
Relationship needs lots of time and lots of connection. But Tim, this is a different situation. She is in the process of recovering from an illness, and if her sponsor agrees with this.
I don't get into her program.
But I imagine...
I got into her program when we were first getting clean, but...
We were first getting clean. I thought you were sober 4 years.
When she was first getting clean. Yeah, I'm clean.
Okay. Hey, Tim, this is her idea, right?
What? Getting clean?
No.
That's funny. This is like the third time I'm asking this.
Oh, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
She wanted the separation, right?
She wanted the separation.
Right. Okay.
So that's, Adam, I think you're much better than Ricky Rackman.
Thanks.
All right, Tim. But
it's all going to work out.
This has to happen, so just sit tight. And you got to work on maybe get your connection strengthened with other people. Get you going with a sponsor again, go to more meetings.
And Tim.
Well, I've been doing that.
Go to some Al-Anon.
Tim. I'm really not dysfunctional.
Oh, yeah.
I know. You sound a little freaked out, to tell you the truth. And it sounds like you're in a certain amount of denial here.
Denial about what?
About the separation.
I'm trying to keep an optimistic point of view, but...
That's fine, but not a BS point of view.
Right.
Right, okay. All right, take care of yourself, all right?
Okay.
Don't get back on anything, right?
I'm not gonna.
All right, good time.
Sober living.
All right there, Tim. Right.
For a minute, I thought he was going to. He was like, "I'd like to ask Kevin and Jennifer when they kick smack." I mean, I don't know how I was going to work into that equation.
Well, I guess he just him and his wife just shoot locally or something. They don't ever.
Now this is a very complicated situation.
It is, and he's got some energy behind it.
When the party's over, kind of a Days of Wine and Roses affair.
But when you're getting clean, aren't you supposed to wait a certain amount of time
before you make a major
decision?
Before you... 1 year. It's been 1 year for her.
Become involved in a relationship or...
But they were already involved.
It doesn't apply to their situation, but in general, you're supposed to wait like a year before you become intimately involved
Absolutely.
With someone else.
And I can't tell you how many recoveries I've seen destroyed by new relationships. That's the most frequent reason people go down.
Why is that?
It basically pulls, well, relationships bring out the sickest part of who we are as humans. It really does. It just does.
Yeah.
And especially
if you have a delicate,
say something hopeful.
A delicate growth process underway and you escape out of that into an old pattern of relationship, it pulls you back to the person the template you were before you started recovery. What they would tell somebody like this is don't make any decisions for a year.
Right.
Just focus on your recovery. Well, it's been a year now. She's making some decisions. So. Mm-hmm.
All right. But also, too, I mean, you get involved in a relationship. Relationship winds up busting up. And suddenly, you're dealing with emotional heartbreak, and you race
spiral.
Back to whatever.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's part of the reason people relapse.
Big agree. Bad reason. Yeah.
Crystal.
I have a problem, and I want to say something to Kevin Smith.
All right, you're 15. Go ahead.
Okay, Kevin. At the end of Dogma, it said that you'll be back with Quirks 2.
Yes.
Are you still going to?
Is that your problem?
Well, no, I wanted to ask you that,
because
I'm, like, a really big fan.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, we were initially going to make Clerks 2. We wanted to make a movie that kind of closed out the movies we'd done so far, which we called first it was the Jersey Trilogy, and then it became the Jersey Chronicles, because we made more than three. And we wanted to end it, and so we were going to bookend the series of flicks. We started with Clerks, and we were going to end with Clerks. But it just felt like Clerks was its own kind of unique little black and white messed up little thing, and just didn't want to futz with that, go back and do a color version or just retell that story more or less, because what are you going to do? The guys are still working at the store,
right?
No new info. So that's when I kind of shifted the thought pattern, moved toward making Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back instead. Decided, like, here's a guy who's been in movies, all the movies we've done, let's just put them front and center.
Okay. I had sex with my best friend.
Right.
And he hasn't called me, and it's like not normal for him not to call me, because it's like,
all right,
we'd always be together, but now it's just like it's weird with him.
All right. You like him though, right?
Yeah.
You've always liked him?
No.
Really?
I haven't had like feelings for him until we had sex.
Right.
Really? Yeah. So you were just best friends, you didn't have feelings for him?
No, but we'd like flirt and stuff, and then it just kind of just went off.
Had feelings for her, though, I suspect. At least he wanted to have sex with her.
He would have called by now, though.
It may have didn't turn out the way he wanted it.
How long have you been best friends with him?
For, like, a year.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just moved here, and then he was, like, my friend, and then we became best friends.
All right. You want us to talk to him?
Huh?
You want us to talk to him?
No.
No? Why not? We'll get to the bottom of this.
Because I just think, I think I might have, like, ruined the relationship between us.
By sleeping with him?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
It doesn't make much sense to us. We would really need to talk to him to know what's going on with you.
Who initiated it? You make the moves, or did he make the moves, or?
We kind of both just...
All right. Well, do you want to be boyfriend with him? Boyfriend, girlfriend?
No, I just want us to be, like, friends again.
Why not, though? I mean, if you're physically attracted to him and he's your best friend...
Well, I don't know. I'd like us to be friends, you know, just, like, call me at least, you know.
Did it go well, or did something happen that...
Did it go well?
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't you call him?
Because it'd feel weird.
Maybe that's why he's not calling you.
Just call him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just call him.
And just confront the situation.
The perfect idea to call him, take him on a movie date, see Jay and Silent Bob.
Hey, Ann, get her phone number, let's find out what happened with this.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, are you sure you don't like the guy? I mean, as a boyfriend.
She does.
As a boyfriend.
Well, kind of.
Yeah, you do. Of course you do. But
why can't you admit that, though? I mean, why are you having so much trouble with that?
I don't know.
Because you don't want to be disappointed?
Uh-uh.
Swallow a little bit of that 15-year-old pride, give the guy a shout.
Yeah,
he's probably going through the same thing.
He loves you.
It may not be. That may be why she's having such a tough time dealing with it. Yeah, that's what people do when they don't want to really admit to themselves or the other person how they're really feeling, because they don't want the other person not to reciprocate, or they have a sense they won't be reciprocated.
Mm-hmm. But isn't it better to just call and confront the situation and be honest? And if he's not into her, then she knows and can move on?
Yes, yes.
And not sit home and wonder?
Logically.
May you both go see Jay and Silent Bob.
Right, that'll be out the 28th.
Kevin really has changed. Four years.
You know, I feel that could help.
Little success.
It's a relationship picture.
Wow.
It's got two guys. I'm just here to pimp my picture. and help people out.
And it's not Reds. It's not a long movie. So about 2.5 minutes shorter than I'd initially planned, actually. We'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah, everybody now.
Love Line will be right back.